At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Greg Hill Show. Happy hump day. We've got myself, Courtney, in for Greg once again. He's still on Nantucket. Looks like he's having a fabulous time. Lots of food stories. He was getting his 10K steps yesterday on Instagram, so he's thriving. Wiggy here for one more day before heading off to his own island of Martha's Vineyard.
That's right. It's my Friday.
It is.
Let's go.
Congratulations.
Let's effing go. Right.
We'll have a fun one for you. Curtis, you and I will be here for the remainder of the week.
Right.
We're going to try to make the most out of it, you and I.
The last time I was as stressed as I am for tomorrow and Friday, I drank gin during the show.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. That's what I'm talking about.
We got Bill O'Brien printouts. crazy day.
Yeah.
But I will say that I need help. I always need help. And Courtney, you've done a fantastic job. And Wiggy, you usually have the best answer to everything, even though you find it in a weird way. What the hell is the deal with Wick and the ownership of the Celtics? I saw that story yesterday. Wick Grosbeck may have the most unique and mysterious career in any realm of Boston sports because we all thought he was the main owner.
Yeah.
Then it was 2%. Then the team gets sold. We're like, oh, buy Wick. And then Wick's here to be the front man. And he's going to not just be here for this year, but for 3 years as the president, CEO, whatever.
Which I was excited about because I think he's done a great job being the front man.
Right. And then out of nowhere, in the middle of a, what was yesterday, Tuesday in mid-August, it's reported that he is being supplanted by Chisholm and he is now the alternate governor, all of which I have no idea what it means.
But I've also read that he's keeping his CEO title. So there's a lot of questions around it. We are going to be joined by SI's Chris Mannix this morning at 9 a.m. on that change to ask all of our burning questions because there certainly is a lot of them. Shime off for the remainder of the week. So Jackson in the big chair behind the glass. Jackson, good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning.
You feel good about today? You feel like this is going to be, you know, your best one yet?
Oh, well, I felt good up until Curtis gave me a little bit of agita saying that he's very nervous about the next
well,
2 days.
Well, I think we all get a bit nervous.
Well, you know.
You give off some nervous energy sometimes.
Yeah,
but
you know, and
I
get the job done. We're here.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're on the air.
And then Real World Tom filling in for Jackson this morning. Good morning. We're going to get a lead from you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Our leads are going to come up around 6:20, 6:30. It's Wiggy's Friday, so we'll just treat it as a Friday. They said it's going to be at 7:42-ish or a little bit before. And the news after that, we're going to, like I said, hear from Chris Mannix this morning at 9. We'll have your Hill Notes at 9:20. Bring that same energy that you brought yesterday. The Hill Notes yesterday, phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
10 out of 10. And that's basically going to be it. The Sox win yesterday 14-1, epic fashion.
They're back.
Dustin May looked pretty good.
He did look
for
good.
A guy that wasn't going to make any impact. If you talk to a lot of Red Sox fans, they thought it was a lame pick or a lame trade. For him, he looked great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see where it goes from here. We need to see, like everything in sports, it's about consistency. But, you know, that was a good one that we saw from them yesterday. And, you know, I think that if you're Red Sox fans, you probably feel pretty confident that this team makes the postseason. Whether or not they can win the division, you know, that's still kind of like lingering. It's not out of your reach, but, you know, you got to really play well, and hopefully Toronto hits a little bit of a skid. But it's a good one.
Yeah, I think one thing that you can say, I think, pretty convincingly today is that they are different than they've been the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Because there have been several games. I talked to Ken, was rattled entering last night with May on the mound. I was like, oop, May on the mound tonight. He's like, oh, they can't lose. They can't lose tonight. And there was the Philly game where they closed out the series. They could have gotten swept. They won the Wednesday night game in a comeback fashion. They have had several opportunities to have losses that just would derail many things. Last night, if you lose last night, then tonight's you're potentially getting swept. You've now lost four in a row. You know, you could lose 6 of 7 or 7 of 8, whatever it would have been. So to win in that fashion last night with a guy that you probably weren't that comfortable with right on the mound was pretty impressive.
Now, for you, you are probably the biggest Red Sox fan on the show. Are you confident in the postseason for them?
I am just, to me, I am very optimistic about the future should they get there, because you never want to have an entire team of young players playing in their first postseason. So in a year where it may be perceived as somewhat of a bonus year to some, mm-hmm. you get Roman Anthony in there, you get Crochet in the playoffs, you get to sort of see what the makeup of some of these guys are that you don't know, good or bad, until they get into those games. And it's just, for my money, playoff baseball reshapes the city in a way that none of the other teams do. Like, to extend the summer into October, you got the Go Sox on the Pru, you've got, it's just, you got goosebumps thinking about Taylor Swift yesterday. Yeah. I get goosebumps thinking about playoff baseball. So,
well, it's a Breslow week. He's going to join us tomorrow, us meeting Curtis and I, at 9 a.m.
And so, Jackson's got the question of the week.
Okay, perfect. I love that from him.
Craig, do you have any one bedrooms?
What a wild
How's the search come, a big crack?
I mean, it's going. We're searching.
A better lead today?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Definitely.
Cool.
I'm always better, Courtney.
Yeah,
I'm always better than
every day. We're all trying to get better.
That's all you can do.
Can I just ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
What do you think the fan base, you asked me as the Red Sox fan, what do you think the Red Sox fan, the guy that's just, you know, driving to work today, doesn't go to a bunch of games, but it's been a diehard for most of his life. What is a successful year for them? Just getting the playoffs, you think?
I think getting to the playoffs.
Yeah, I think getting into the playoffs, because you brought up a good point, the team is so young that, and you got Crochet locked down, Bale's young, you got him locked down, and I think that will...
Got Roman Anthony locked down.
Yeah, you'll get the energy from, all right, getting to the playoffs, and then I think the expectations are they're going to be big players in the offseason to adding to a young team that has coming off, however, depending on how far they get in the postseason, you'll be adding to a young team that's coming off a playoff run. And I think the excitement will be even bigger and better come next year.
I also think that people's expectations going into this season were so high, but people have forgotten about that by now. The expectations dropped drastically when we were in June and July, early July.
Especially in Fall River on the 1st of August.
Exactly. Yeah, the boos were loud. So I think people have recency bias where they think of the last three seasons and then they think of how they felt in June and July. So if they make the postseason, I think people are happy.
And I think the expectations were high early, but then all the Devers stuff kind of threw like a real like sour taste in everybody's mouth. And then once you got rid of him and they continue to play, and if they get to the postseason, I think a lot of people are going to be like, oh, it was a bounce back season after all that trash that went on with Devers and the excitement level. And you know how baseball is probably the one sport where it doesn't matter if you're the first seed or if you're, you know, in this case, what is it? Six seed.
I don't know. There's so many wild cards.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter, because you can, you know, if your pitching's good and you get hot, you can win. Where the other sports, it's a little bit more difficult for you to be a lower seed and beat, you know, the top teams. It's, you know, we don't see it as much as we do in baseball.
Right.
Well, I have to say that it's a big day for me, because 7 p.m. will be the New Heights podcast, so I'll be waiting up all day. I'll just be waiting for that to drop, because once that drops, we'll find out when the new Taylor Swift...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world... DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer.
and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
The album's going to come out August, or her 12th album. Is it going to come out sometime in August? Will it come out tonight? Will it come out on Friday? She likes a Friday drop. Or I've noticed that the vinyl records that are being sold online aren't shipping till October. So is it going to be an October release for her 12th album?
Is she bummed a bit because had the Chiefs won, they would have had the Thursday night banner raiser. That would have been a great night for Taylor Swift to be in there with the product placement.
I just read Travis's GQ article, which was pretty phenomenal. And
he has the depth of a bun cake.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think he's pretty. He knows what's going on.
Do you think he's a smart guy?
Yeah, I think he's very Gronk-esque. Well, like people don't think Gronk is smart. I think Gronk knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, but what's a smart guy? Like somebody who.
Ken, he's a smart guy.
Right, but that doesn't mean
different type of smart. Yeah,
I actually would rather read about Kelsey.
That doesn't mean he's socially aware or he's socially connected or somebody like that. I think, you know, it depends on what you like. I don't view somebody as
I just don't really care what Travis Kelsey has to say. He doesn't say things that I find interesting.
But that's the thing. Like you might not find it interesting. It's like everybody has their own thing. Like he probably looks at what you go and like, this guy, I don't find that interesting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I find him very interesting. My point was going to be that they keep their avenues very separate when they're supporting each other. So when Travis is supporting Taylor, it's all about her music. When Taylor's supporting Travis, it seems to be all about football. They don't really mix the two. They're just supportive partners for each other.
I bet they're like very like into, you know, together. They're probably like a lot of people who watch, you know, the reality shows together. What's the show that you love? Love Island?
Yep.
Yeah, I bet they're probably like that. They, you know, talking about that.
Real Life Tom likes Love Island.
Real Life Tom,
that
you love it?
That show is a banger.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the people love it. So I bet that
you would love it. I don't know why
you
don't watch.
There is some banging.
Yeah. There is a lot of banging.
I guess that's probably what they relate more to. They're probably not, unless she's like you are, she loves the investigative reporting shows that you love.
What
is it
called?
True crime shows. Yeah.
So. Oh, quickly on the true crime, I finished the Amazon One Night in Idaho Prime docuseries on the murders. And there is a brief attempt, and they talk about how that this satanic human that is rotting in jail was part of these classes at Washington State University about criminology, and they show that the woman buys, like, a home that she sets up as this crime scene.
Yes.
And they're insinuating that, like, this is what, we need to stop doing this, or this is what led to the murders, and it's like, everybody, I just found the whole thing to be nonsensical. Like, there's been millions and millions of people that have taken criminology classes. They haven't become serial killers.
Right.
Like, we always take, like, this one example, and it's like, blaming the rap music or video games or whatever. I don't know. I just found it to be a very good series, but a weird way for that to be brought up.
A great series. More has come out about that case as well. We don't have time right now, but I can get into it later. There's been reports on how he ties to the group that unfortunately he ended up murdering. So, but Justin from New Hampshire wants to talk about the Sox postseason and if that's enough. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I think either you or Wiggy made the statement or asked the question, do you think that it's enough to make the postseason? Look, they've got a pretty good ball team right now. That kid last night, and one comment on Dustin May, it wasn't just that he pitched those six good innings. His stuff was really, really good. I kept looking up at the TV. His movement on his pitches was good. I don't know. You know, certainly there's a lot to be told with him, but certainly looked promising. As far as the Red Sox are concerned, though, isn't this where Alex Cora should make his money? Is this not where he should show his worth? He's got a team that has played really good baseball. If he's such a good baseball coach, you know what, Alex? Go out and show us. This is your opportunity. Just making the playoffs ain't going to cut it. They're going to win a series.
All right, thanks, Justin. I mean, Alex Cora already made his money, so I think that he
I think the call had a good point. It's like now your last 3 years in the second half of the season, your team has fallen apart. And, you know, whether it's, you know, I think that maybe getting to the postseason, you know, would satisfy a lot of people. But like the caller said, you know, show that you can win around.
Yeah.
You know, show that you can do what you need to do as a manager, put this team in the right position, make the right changes. And this is where, you know, where I think, you know, that $7 million that you get a year has to really kind of kick in.
All right, well, we got to get to what's trending. But before that, I would love if Curtis could open the window world of Boston to tell us how the weather is out there.
Ooh, the last day of our heat wave, currently 70 degrees. Yesterday was the hottest. Mm-hmm. Holy hell, it was like
it was a
freaking oven outside. Warm and humid still, with going to be 90 degrees in Boston later today. There could be a thunderstorm or two that pop up later in the day, in the afternoon. And tonight, partly cloudy. Humidity stays around with some more thunderstorms and a low of 72.
All right, I love it. Okay, let's get to what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox take care of the Astros in epic fashion. 14-1 the final in Houston with Dustin May showing out. He tossed six scoreless innings while striking out eight. Another night with Roman Anthony and Alex Bregman homering along with Carlos Narvaez. The score brought to you by Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play.
500 milli, half a billion. What is it? Powerball?
Oh.
One of them lotteries is 500
billy. Okay. 500 million. I mean,
500 million. Excuse me.
I was like, damn.
No, 500 million is damn.
Yeah. Right.
You guys ain't playing it?
I haven't been. No, I didn't know. I guess I got to play today.
Better wake up.
Okay.
All right.
Last one in Houston tonight, 7:10. First pitch, Lenny DiNardo will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show.
So I just issue a very brief complaint
please.
I just saw? So Reiner's Network, I won't even give it the name.
Channel 7?
Yeah, thank you. They're doing the local news, and before their weather report, they do a live shot of Castle Island.
All right.
I feel like this is a clear shot.
At you.
I mean,
that's your territory.
Don't infringe. I'm going to go into the quad, and I think Brick's going to kill
that's where the, it's that hot dog joint over
Sullivan's.
There. Sullivan's. I think I've been to Castle Island like once.
Oh, yep. Sullivan's is so good,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I never get to Castle Island.
Back off, Reiner.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Curtis brought it up already this morning, but some breaking news yesterday for the Celtics. When the sale for the Celtics to Bill Chisholm fully goes through, Wick Grosbeck will no longer be the Celtics governor. Grosbeck is expected to remain with the CEO title as planned and be the alternate governor after the sale is complete. We'll be joined by SI's Chris Mannix this morning at 9 on that change. And the Pats have their joint practice today with the Vikings ahead of their second preseason game on Saturday. And when we say we want to lose weight, we mean fat, not muscle. New studies show up to 40% of the weight lost on the new meds is muscle, not fat. So keep your muscle, lose the fat with Awaken 180, awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. We'll be right back with everybody's leads.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.